Remain standing for the scripture readings, please.
Junior Church may be dismissed. This morning's scripture will be coming from 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, the 19th through the 27th verse. And the key verse will be verse 26, which we please will read together after I'm finished. And in your pew Bibles will be on page 323. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to fight and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hands of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army and came and saluted his brothers. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champions of the Philistines of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistine, and spake accordingly to the same words, and David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw this man, fled from him and were so afraid. And the men of Israel said, "Have ye seen this man that is come up surely to defy Israel? Is he come up, and it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father house free in Israel." And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, "So shall it be done to the man that killeth him." And could we please read verse 26 altogether, please? And David spake to the man that stood by him, saying, "What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and take away the reproaches of Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defile the armies of the living God?" Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings that you have stored upon us. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for the ability to come out to a nice warm church and be able to call upon your holy and righteous name. Our Father, as Pastor Fredo come to break the word of life for us, let us all be attentive and listen to the words that he say, that they may be food for our soul and enrich our bodies. Amen. Well, you know, life is strange. We, as people, we lean and depend on a lot of things. Some of us, we lean and depend on our bank accounts. We may lean and depend on our cars to get us back and forth to work. Which is a good thing, we lean and depend on our spouses. But you know, I found out something that, or someone that I can lean and depend on, and he will surely provide. This was a song that was sung by my former late pastor. And it's a lot of repetition, but if you listen closely, I'm sure you'll feel the same way that I feel. I learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend, and he's my guide. I learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. I found out if I trust him, he will provide. I learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend and he's my guide. I learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. I found out if I trust him, he will provide. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on his arms. Oh, what a blessedness grows from day to day, leaning on the Lord. I learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend and he's my guide. I learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. I found out if I trust him, he will provide. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim race, leaning on his arms. Oh, how bright the paths, it grows from day to day, leaning on the Lord. I learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend and he's my guide. I learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. I found out if I trust him, he will provide.
Thank you so much, Brother Kyle. What a blessing song. Amen. So, okay, so let's get into our Bibles, please, for Samuel chapter 17. And thank you again for letting me be part of this this service and bringing to you the Word of God. I know I'm not the best one. Maybe Pastor Howell might be a better job, but something that I learned is that it's not the messenger, it's the message that is important, right? So today I just want to share with you how to face the problems in life, and how to face the problems in life. A pastor, he find a way to do that. He, in his office, he had in his door, in the door of his office. He said, if you have problems, just come in and tell me. And then he said, but if you don't have any problems, just come in and tell me how you do it. So, because I think a person who doesn't have any problems, that's something that we can learn from it. But the thing is, each one of us, sometimes we go through difficulties, through problems. And one of my favorite stories in the Bible is David and Goliath. So every time I try to learn from this story, it's always something came to me to learn from this. And I don't know, I remember my brother used to tell me, maybe you identify more like a Zacchaeus, right? Because he was a short man, and say, no. I would like to identify myself as maybe a David, a brave man. So, but the thing is, a verse that I also came to my mind thinking of this, you know, facing the problems is in Psalm 20, verse 7 say, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. So that's a pretty deep verse, you know, that we have to remember in who we trust. So the fight here, you know, the David and Goliath, that's interesting because, and I mentioned this in the Sunday school, before I was saved, for me, the Bible is more like a fiction book because they have a lot of stories that they might not make sense sometimes, you know, in our carnal thinking, in our human thinking, and especially this one, you know, how a young man can defeat a giant, okay, like Goliath. Because if we notice, there's a lot of difference between them. Beginning with the stature, you know, the height, you know, he was a giant. Goliath was a giant. He was above the average height of any man. And David, he was not in the average height either. He was a very young man, probably. The Bible doesn't say his age at this moment, but he was probably between, I don't know, let's say 12 to 20 years old, probably. It didn't say exactly his age, but because he was not in the army yet, we assume that he was very young. So that's one of the differences. Also, the strength, you know, Goliath have huge strength because of his height and his you know body condition and like David, like I say, he was a very young man. He was not stronger as an adult, as a regular man. So that was a difference. And also, and mostly, I think the experience they used to have in the battle, like Goliath, have all kind of experiences. And David, he doesn't. He was I don't know how many times he went to the place there where the army was, but he didn't have any really experience fighting. So there was a big difference between them. And but in that moment, you know, there was no possibilities for David, you know, to do something. There was any possibilities for him to win. And that's the same thing. I like this passage of this story because that also we can learn from this about how we also can go through difficulties that could be way over our capacity, way over our strength, way over our experience. Okay, so all of us, we sometime on another time we went through difficulties. So in we usually call them giants in our lives, you know, that we have to confront them. And sometimes we feel like David, you know, with no advantage, that we have to fight with something bigger than us and powerful than us in our lives. But what I want to share with you this morning, and from the experience and from the story of David here, and how we can have the victory, how we can have the victory even though all the things go against us, okay? So one thing that we just want to share with you first is that David, he was not discouraged, okay? He was not discouraged. Look with me. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, now in verse 28, the next verse in 28. Look here in verse 28. It said, and Eliab, his oldest brother, here when he spake unto the man, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he say, why camest thou down hither, and with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the narrowness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. So what we can see here, the first one that David has to confront for this, it was his oldest brother. He got angry against him because he was there, but we can see that he didn't get discouraged. Okay, he doesn't let the discouragement take him down. Because sometimes when we get discouraged, we miss a lot of blessing from the Lord. Okay, I believe that discouragement is not exactly, I don't consider it really like a sin, but discouragement can take us away from blessings from the Lord, because we don't really enjoy it. We don't really learn from our battles or from our trails. But here we can see how David, he didn't get discouraged with the words from his brother. Okay, so we have to fight in some time or another. So the discouragement can come from different ways and from different manners. But the thing is, especially, is when it came from loved ones, from friends, from families. Okay, so I remember when I just shared with you this morning too, when I got saved, was my the first one in my family who got saved from my parents and my two brothers. I was the first one in the house. So that bring me in a position where I was against the whole family sometimes, you know, and I can imagine, you can imagine how many things I heard from my parents or from my next brother, not the youngest one because he was like 9 or 10 years old, so he didn't really care what I was doing, but my other brother, he was. So he was trying to discourage me, you know, to go to church. I remember during that time, my parents, they are almost to get divorced. They were in a lot of, you know, fights and differences. And so they start going to a Catholic church. They start going to some meetings with other couples in the Catholic church. And they're trying, you know, to get again together as a couple, as a marriage. And they did a really good job. But it wasn't not enough because, you know, the drinking was still there. You know, the fights once in a while, they were there. You know, so they didn't really make a difference in their lives. So it wasn't until the Lord, you know, touched their hearts one night, especially Christmas services. Christmas service, I invited them to the church, to Christmas service, and they received Christ in that moment. So, and you can see a big difference now from then. But the discouragement, it came from there most of the times. But praise the Lord that Pastor Raymond, Brother Raymond, Pete Raymond, some of you might knew him. He just went to the Lord a couple of years ago. And then he always trying to encourage me to come to church. I'll pick you up. So he came and picked me up every Sunday morning to go to church. And he always be an encouragement to me. And that's something that we can learn from David, okay? That we have to remember, don't get discouraged. If people came to you and said, you can't do it, or let somebody else do it, they can do it better than you, or they might say, yeah, I tried that, but I can't, so you're not even can do it, or you don't have the experience, or you are too old for that, or they can come with a lot of excuses to discourage you. Maybe not in that intention, but sometimes the devil can use people around you to discourage you. Okay, do not be faithful. Do not serve the Lord. Do not come into church. Do not to read in your Bible or to listen the preaching. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful to not get discouraged or even not be an instrument of Satan to be discouraged to other people. Okay, so because sometimes we don't know that we can or words or expression can discourage other ones, especially those who are new believers. They're just like babies. Okay, so we have to be careful. Okay, to not get discouraged from people and not be those who discourage other people. Okay, so we can see here that David, he didn't get discouraged. Okay, so he continued. He say, "I don't care what you're thinking. I'm not doing this for pride or for recognition. I'm just doing this because this man is insulting the army of God. He's insulting our God, and I'm not gonna allow that to do that." So David refused to get discouraged. And I know it's not gonna be easy for us. Okay. We can get discouraged sometimes, okay? I did sometimes. I remember, I recognize that sometimes I get discouraged. But like I said this morning, if we remember things like we are saved by grace, our name is written in heaven, we will have a reward for our works, the Bible says that we can rejoice in that. We can rejoice if we suffer for Christ, okay? And that song that brother just led us this morning before the message, it was great for the Sunday school. It was the verse from Sunday school. So that's something that will help us, can help us to keep going, okay? To keep on, like a pastor said, keep on keeping on, okay? Don't get discouraged like David's brother tried to discourage him to not do it. So the other thing, that's one thing. The other thing is to remember past victories. Okay, remember past victories. Now let's continue in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Now let me read to you verses 34. In verse 34, look what it say here. "And David say unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion or a bear and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth, and when he arose against me, I cut him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he had defeated the armies of the living God. David say, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul say unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee." So we can see here, David has a fresh memory about how he was defeated those animals that were against his sheep. So I'm pretty sure that we also can look back in our lives. We can look back and remember maybe a blessing that God gave it to you. Maybe a time when God helped you in some moment. Maybe sometime that God maybe provide to you. Okay, long time ago, a lot of years ago, when my wife and I, we just got married, we have an Aid, she was a baby, excuse me, and we have some financial problems. We didn't get enough finances for our living in Mexico. It was hard, and then even my work, it wasn't enough sometimes, because we just buy a new house. It was a very small house. We used to call it the Barbie house because it was very, very small. It was just one room and the bathroom and just a few cabinets for the kitchen. That's it. So, but even though with that small size, it was kind of hard for us to keep paying it. So it was hard for us. So, and then we just pray, God provide, and please help us. And then suddenly we went to a place, and we found a couple of bills in the floor. You know, I don't remember right now how much was it, like 400, 600 pesos. And that was probably pretty much enough to cover or rent that or payment that month. So and I can count you so many times that God provide suddenly, you know, miraculously in our life. He protects us also. So that's something that we can help us not to get discouraged, but also remember every time that God helped you in the past. Okay, that helped David, and he said, "This Philistine, it will be. I will look at him like a bear or like a lion who has to face it." Okay, I don't know about you, but if it wasn't me, I just run away. Okay, I just run away. I remember the first year we came here to Wisconsin. It was in 1999. I went to help my brother-in-law's in a farm. You know, there was a dairy farm, and they milked the cows and everything. So I went to help one of my in-laws, and we were in the place where the cows rest. You know, I don't know how to call it, the stable, you know, something like that. So, yeah, thank you. So, and there was a big one. There was, you know, a small one for the cows, but there was another big one. And we used to go there and check they have enough food or everything, and with the things to make sure that their bed is clean. But he told me, be careful with that bigger one, because there is a bull over there. So I didn't really pay attention which one was. So I was just going one to another, until I get into the big one. And he just, hey, be careful. So and when I look around, the bull was running to me. So and I just to run out of the cage, and I trying to get out, and I even hit my forehead with one of the tubes, so one of the pipes there. So I had a very big one here in my forehead the whole week, because that's how we probably do it. I don't know. Maybe you're more brave than me. But I can imagine how David, a young, very young man, face to face with a lion, with a bear. You know, he say even he take it out from their mouth like a puppy. You know, taking out a toy from a puppy. So, but I can imagine that how brave he was, and that helped him to see this Philistine, this giant, as one of them. Say he's nothing. He's like he's like one of the bears or one of the lions I defeated. So that's helped him, you know, to go against the giant, you know, and he gave him the glory, and he recognized how God is protecting him with this animals. So he remembered those things, and that helped him remember how God protected him, and he got trust and strength to confront this giant. And notice that he never said, it's because I'm the bravest here, or because I'm the better one, I'm better than all of you. No, he said, it's because he has defeated the armies of the living God. That was his mind, you know, saying he's going against my Lord, my God, and I'm not going to allow him to do it. So sometimes some victories we had in the past, maybe they're not as bigger as this one. Maybe there are small ones, but it doesn't. The size really doesn't matter. The result is see how the hand of God is over us, and how the Lord provide, or how the Lord protects us. You know, so don't get discouraged, and remember the how the Lord has been helping you in the past. Because the Lord, the Bible says, he is the same before, you know, yesterday, today, and forever. So, and God wants us to give us the victory in our lives. He really wanted, you know. So we just need to be understand, you know, that we might be confronted with some difficulties in our lives, but remember, if God had been helping in the past, and I'm sure He did, that's make you, you know, get more trust and more strength to confront any other thing that comes to you in the future. So, like Psalms 37:5 said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Okay. So the I like the Spanish version. The Spanish version say the same thing, but at the end He said, and He will do. In the Spanish version, He will do. Okay. So He will be the one who do the fight for us. Okay. And then we have the example also. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. That's also will be an example for us, you know, to continue in our fights. Look with me, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. Yes, 13. Well, it's talking about, you know, about Moses, about how they went through them in the wilderness and how God provided for them. And in verse 6, it said, now these things were our examples to the intent we should not lose after evil things as they also lost it. Neither be ye idolaters as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down and to eat and drink and rose up to play. And neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. And then verse 10, neither murmur ye as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. But verse 11 said, now all these things happened unto them for examples, as they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. So we don't have to like say, well, I'm gonna try this. Maybe it will help to me. As trying to things that maybe the world put in our ways to try, instead of just trusting the Lord, okay, and do how the way the Lord wants us to do it, okay. So and if we can take a look, that's why it's so important for us to keep reading the Bible, to keep studying from the Bible, because all the experience they have, not only the good things but also the bad things. You know, not only how God provide for them, not only how God protect them, but also how they respond to God with the murmuring, with fornication, with idolatry, with all the stuff. That's the Bible said that is an example to us. Okay, to not do it. Not saying that it will be different with me because I'm better than the people in the Old Testament. No, we're not. Okay, we're the same sinners, the same. People like the, we will be against the God's will. So the problem that we think is in front of us is not really us. It's the Lord's, and that's how David looked at this Philistine. You know, he said, "This is not my fight. This is the Lord's fight." Okay, like 2 Chronicles 32a say, with him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord or God to help us and to fight our battles. Okay, our battles. He will fight for us. So we just put it in the Lord's hand, and He will fight for us. He will fight for you. Okay, He will give you strength. So once we do that, that problem, that giant is not us. Is to the Lord, okay? And maybe the situation might be continue for a while, but remember, this is the Lord's fight. This is not my fight, okay? It's the Lord's fight. So, and then we can see here that he was able to continue working. Now, number three and last one is reject solutions that are not appropriated. Reject solutions that they're not appropriated to you. Look with me again to 1 Samuel chapter 17, now verse 38. Go with me back to 1 Samuel 17, verse 38. Look what he said here. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he saved to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with this, for I have not proved them. And David put them off of him. So what do you see here? This is a moment of when all this serious thing, you know, came with something funny, you know. Can you imagine David as a young kid with this big armor on him, you know, Saul's. Remember, Saul was very tall. He was taller than the rest of the people. Now, can you imagine David wearing the Saul's armor? I can't imagine. It's like, I remember, how many of you remember Monty? Monty, he used to come here. And I tried one of his coats. It was like this long. He said, put it on. Let's see how it looks. Like he always tried to make laugh of me. So it was something like that. You know, his armor, it was so big to him. And the good thing is, David said, I can use this because I haven't proved that. So that's something that David decided, okay, to go against this Philistine, not with the Saul trying to provide for him, like his armor and his sword, but he just wanted to go with what he had. So Saul probably have highest of probably, I don't know what, 6 or 7 feet. David, he's probably 5 or 5.5. So there was a lot of difference there. And Saul, he was trying to put his armor on David. Okay, but David decided to just use what he has in his hand. Okay, look with me in verse 40. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. So we can see here that David decided not use the big armor, but he used his sling, the thing that he has in his hand. And it's the same for us, okay? So sometimes we have to be careful to not take solutions or easy solutions to confront our giants, okay? Because the world, you know, the world, this world will never give us the true solution, okay? So if you have problems in your marriage, the divorce is not the solution, okay? If you have a pregnant or something, the abortion is not the solution, or the drugs are not a solution, the money is not even a solution. You know, we know that only God is the solution. It's only what God has given us in our hands. So David here is saying this war is not for us, it's not us, but it's the Lord's war, and he will give us the victory. And the problem is that we think that it's our fight, but it's not our fight. Like I said, you know, in Second Chronicles, the God help us, and he fight our battles. So even the situation here, we see now 48, verse 48, in 2 Samuel 17:48. Now we see here that, and it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and run toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his back and took thence a stone and slat hand and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David go against the giant. Okay, he just killed with this little stone in his forehead. So that's something, like I said, probably for a lot of people might think, well, this is not makes any sense. How come, you know? But it's remember, it's not our fight. It's the Lord's fight. Okay, that was the Lord's fight. That was the problem with the rest of the army. They taken personally and say, oh yeah, he's insulting us, but we're not enough strength. We're not enough powerful to confront this giant. So they stay away from the confrontation. But because they look this fight as their fight. But David looked this fight as against the Lord, okay? And so that's why he was able to go in front to the giant and confront him, okay? Knowing that it is a difference between them, but he knew that the Lord will help him, okay? Because he refused to use what Saul gave it to him. He remembered, he came to mind, you know, all the previous past, the previous victories he had. So we have to understand that God is the one who will help us, okay? So don't look at this trouble, this problem you face it like it were yours, okay? So if you have something in front of you, some problem, a trail, or something that is bigger than you, that you think that you're not gonna be able to overcome. So just remember, it's the Lord's. Okay, if the Lord is with us, who can be against us? Okay, so that's something that we can learn from David. He confronted this giant. He never tried to get discouraged. He remembered the previous victories. He refused the human solutions, and he just take it to the Lord, right? So that's why the message, the title of this message is how to face the problems in our life, because all of us have a problem some point or another, okay? So we have to face them, but we can learn from David in this passage, because this is one of the best things we can see here, and we as a believers we are in the front line, okay, of this battle between the evil and the good, between the darkness and the light, okay. So we are in this battle. There's nothing like I'm not gonna fight anymore. No. Once we are in the family of God, we also are in the army of God. Okay, so and we cannot run away from this battle, but we can continue. We can confront them. You know, don't get discouraged. Don't get remember every time God bless you. God help you. Okay, and don't take the easy solution that the world offers you. Okay, so let's have a word of prayer. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Everybody with your head bowed, your eyes closed, just want to encourage you this morning to just listen what the Lord is speaking to you this morning. Probably it's not my words, my thinking, my experience, but the Lord might have something special for you. Maybe you right now you're facing some trouble in your life, something that you say this is bigger than me. I don't think I can be able to handle. But now God is encouraging you to remember every time God helped you in the past, every time God provided you for your needs, and the Lord he loves us so much that he wanted to help us again and again. Every time we need his help, he will be there for us. Okay. So don't get discouraged. Don't let your people around you discourage you, you know, saying that you cannot do it, or you're not enough, or, oh no, you can be a lot of things, and a lot of people around you can get discouraged. You, so don't let that happen. Just put your eyes in the Lord. Put your thoughts in Him. And like David, yeah, you know, he didn't care about what his brother said. He didn't care what the other soldiers said, even Saul. But he just continued, you know, fighting this giant. So if the Lord is spoken to you, I just want to encourage you to come to the altar, okay? So let's stand up. Everybody stand down, your feet. Keep your eyes closed, your head bowed. And as soon as we finish pray, if you want to come forward to the altar, it's your time now. Heavenly Father, Lord, I know, Lord, that we are not in that the same position as David, confronting a physical giant in front of us. But we have problems, we have difficulties, we have trials in our lives every day, every time. And sometimes we don't know how to face it. But now, Lord, with the example of David here, how he faced this giant with his trust in you, with his confidence in you, that you're going to protect him and help him, because he took this not personally, but he take this as an offense to you. And also us, Lord, we have to be aware when the devil and the world or the world is offends you. We have to step forward and confront this giants, Lord. So we pray that you bless us in this invitation, that your Holy Spirit guide us and direct us in the name of Jesus Christ. So if anyone want to come forward, just come now. Has been spoken to you, just respond and obey. Say, Lord, here I am. I know that I need your strength. I need your direction. And I trust in you. Well, thank you very much, all of you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. And I appreciate that. So I'll see you tonight. We'll have, our service. Pastor Hal suggests to pick up an offering for the gamers. I think the gamer, he's getting some improvement, but they're still going to need some help. So, but I think the deacon decided to wait for next Sunday. So we're gonna do this next Sunday. Even though Pastor is not going to be here next Sunday, but he will be Wednesday. So we will confirm with him about this offering for the gamers. So, but just to let you know, to get ready. Okay. And also, I just want to, before we leave, mention you that the teens have been working in some snowmen to give away to the nursing homes. On December 21st, we're going to go caroling in the nursing home. So, but the team has been working in some snowmans made with the sock and rice inside, something like that. So they're doing a pretty good job. So we're planning to make, I don't know how many, 30, 40, something like that. So just want to encourage to bring your teens on Wednesdays. So they've been working on that, and we'll try to make as many as possible to give away to the elderly, or if you want one, so just let us know, we can give you one too. Okay, so let's have our prayer. Let's dismiss our service, and then I hope you come back tonight at 6 o'clock for our next service. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, again, thank you for the blessing to be here. So we pray that you help us and guide us, Lord, in our lives like you've been doing now. So we pray that you bring us again tonight for the other service, the evening service. And thank you for all the families are here, even also downstairs. Bless them too. And help us and protect us during this day until we come back tonight, Lord. And thank you again for everything. We put it in your hands now, and we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You're dismissed.
Forever with the saints to reign.